Psalm 84, how lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. So, I think this is when David is on the run from Saul, or maybe from Absalom, and he's really missing being able to go into the tabernacle. And sometimes God works like that. He takes away your opportunity to go to, as it were, church meetings, so that you will meet God on your own. And you find that you don't actually need these structures of a religion to help you come to God. But anyway, he was desperately missing going into the tabernacle. He says, the sparrow has found a house and the swallow has found a nest where she can lay her young, even near your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. So, of course, David lived before the temple was built. And so the altar of God was under a tent. And he noticed that a sparrow and a swallow had managed to fly in there and make a nest. And he's jealous of that sparrow and that swallow. And he thinks, so if only I could be a bird and fly in there. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will be always praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are your ways. So the ways of God must be in our heart. It's not just a question of going to a church or to a meeting, but to have God's ways in your heart. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, and the rain fills the pools, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion, that's the Temple Mount, appears before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed, for David, of course, was the anointed one of God, anointed by Samuel. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to live in the tents of wickedness. So he so longed to be in God's presence. Just one day is better than a thousand days, that's nearly 3 years, lived with wicked people. And so it is, really, when we think about the kingdom, I would give everything just for a day in God's kingdom. And yet it won't be a day, it will be forever and ever. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. He will not withhold any good thing from him who walks uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And that's what faith really means, to trust in God.